This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary, hosted by me. And me name is Spencer. That's me. I hope you are enjoying the show. If this is the first time you are joining, just get ready. I'll read the words, read the definitions, the etymology, this synonym information, if there is any, and then I will just make comments or I will explain things in other ways so that I and you can understand them better. And there are sound effects in between each word so you know when one ends and the next one begins. And you know, it's not always great, but sometimes it's just fantastic. I hope we have some fantasticness in this episode. The first word is devil's darning needle. 3 words, devil's with apostrophe S, darning needle. Noun from 1809. Number 1, the synonym is dragonfly. Number 2, the synonym is damselfly. So either one of those insects, those flippity-flappin' flying insects, can also be called the devil's darning needle. Okay, are they pokey? Their butts stick out, I know. They're like a long... I wonder why they call it the devil's darning needle. Maybe we'll find some information in the show notes. We'll find some information and we'll put it in the show notes. That's where it goes. The next word, I gotta do a sound effect. Splash! Devil's food cake. 3 words again, also with an apostrophe S on the devil's. Noun from 1905, a rich chocolate cake is a devil's food cake. Why don't they just call it devil's cake? Why is it devil's food cake? Cake is a food. Why do we need the word food in there? Devil's food cake. It's the cake for the devil's food. That's all that the devil will eat. It's so rich, it can only be good for the devil, nobody else. The next word, splash. Devil's paintbrush. 2 words, again with the apostrophe S. Noun from 1900. The synonym is orange hawkweed, but broadly it says any of various hawkweeds that are naturalized weeds in the eastern U.S. So orange hawkweed is also called devil's paintbrush. And maybe we have to post a picture so we can see if we can figure out why they call it devil's paintbrush. One can guess. The next word. Splash! Devil theory. There's no apostrophe S on this one. Devil theory. 2 words. Noun from 1937, a theory of history. So that's the first part. Then there's a colon. So what is this theory of history? It is political and social crisis arise from the deliberate actions of evil or misguided leaders rather than as a natural result of conditions. So it's the idea that political and social crises arise from the deliberate actions of evil. So the problems in society and politically come from people who are doing evil things or leaders who are just misguided and maybe not doing things for the people. So the devil theory says that it's the people who are doing evil things that create political and social crises, opposed to those crises coming up just naturally, just as the natural evolution of society. Can't it be both? I would think it would be both. This theory is from 85 years ago, I think, if my math is correct. So it is kind of old. A lot of things have changed since 1937. The next word, splish. Devil wood, one word, noun from 1818. A small tree of the olive family that is native to the southern U.S. And the species name is Osmanthus americanus. The devil wood. Well, maybe we'll post a picture of this one too, this devil wood. See, why do they call it a devil wood? Maybe we'll put a link in the show notes if there's an additional information for that. Maybe a link in the show notes for devil theory. Maybe for just everything, everything that we've come across. The next word, splitty splash splash. Devious. So no more devil words, but clearly devious, I think, is related. Devious, adjective from 1599. 1A, the synonyms are wandering and roundabout, as in a devious path. Just goes around, around, wandering around this path. Wandering path, going round and round, it's a devious path. 1B, moving without a fixed course. The synonym is errant, E-R-R-A-N-T, as in devious breezes. I would not think that the breezes would be errant or not on a fixed course if I heard devil devious breezes. I would think devious breezes are there to out to get ya. Maybe they're very cold and sharp. 2, the synonyms are out of the way and remote. There's no example, so just something that's out there, not easy to get to, would be devious. 3A, deviating from a right, accepted, or common course. So deviating from a right course, accepted course, or common course, as in the example, devious conduct. It's not the right conduct, it's not accepted conduct, and it's not common conduct. It's devious conduct. 3B, not straightforward, and the synonym is cunning, as in a devious politician. So they are very cunning, they're sneaky, they're wily, but they're not straightforward. I don't know if I would connect not straightforward and cunning. I do see how that works, but I think of not straightforward as being like, I don't know, less evil. Cunning has more of an evil connotation than not straightforward. That's how I see it. Another synonym for that one is deceptive. So cunning and deceptive, as in a devious trick. Deviously is an adverb, and deviousness is a noun. This is from Latin deuius, which is day, which means from, plus via or via, which means way. And there's more at the prefix de and the word way, so it just means from a way, like a, it's from that way or this way. So that's why there's a lot of things about wandering, being errant, deviating from a thing. But yeah, I always think of devious as like the last one, deceptive, a devious trick. Never the other ones. The next word, sploosh. Devise is the next word. First form, transitive verb from the 13th century. 1A, to form in the mind by new combinations or applications of ideas or principles. Synonym is invent, as in devise a new strategy. Our last strategy didn't work, so we have to come up with a new one. We have to invent it. We have to devise it. New combinations or applications of ideas or principles. Let's do other combinations of those and use them in new ways for this new strategy that we have devised. 1B is archaic. Synonyms are conceive and imagine. Yeah, it's still kind of the same idea. You're coming up with an idea. You're imagining it in your head first. It's the beginning of the idea, so that's when you conceive the idea, and you're devising a thing, a plan. 1C, to plan, to obtain, or bring about. The synonym is the word plot, as in devise one's death. Plotting against them, so you're plotting a murder to kill somebody. That's devise one's death. To obtain or bring about a thing. That was the definition. To plan, to obtain, or bring about. 2, to give by will. And what is it that you are giving? Real estate. So when somebody dies, you are giving their real estate, or their real estate has been being given to somebody else. It's compared to the word bequeath. And this word is devise, so I guess if you give real estate by will to somebody, you are devising it to them. And bequeath, I think, is the same, right? It's you're basically the same idea. Devisable is an adjective, and deviser is a noun. This is from the Anglo-French, deviser, which means to divide or distinguish or invent, from also the Latin de videre, which means to divide. So breaking it up into pieces, dividing it, so that one makes sense for the will. You're giving things by will, so some of it goes to that person, some of it goes to that person. And then, yeah, the rest of it is just coming up with a new idea, a new plan, a new thing, and yeah, I guess... invent, that's the other. These words have so many meanings. The Anglo-French devisere means to divide or distinguish or invent. I think those are kind of different. The next word, it's the second form of devise, noun from the 15th century. 1, the act of giving or disposing of real property by will. It's real property. Again, it's by will. When somebody dies, the will says it goes to this person. And so just the act of doing that, of passing it on, passing the devise, you're devising the devises, maybe. 2, a will or clause of a will disposing of real property. So the thing in the will that says this real property is going to somebody else or being tossed, that is called the devise, I guess. 3, property devised by will. The property itself is called the devise. Splash. The next word is devisee or devisee. Devisee. Noun from 1543, one to whom a devise of property is made. The devise has been devised to the devisee. Splash. The next word is devisor or deviser or devisor. Noun from 1543, one who devises property in a will. So I guess they're the one who is, what, would they be the lawyer? They're the one who says, this goes to that person, this goes to that person, and that goes to this person. I think that might be the deviser. Next. Devitalize. transitive verb from 1849, to deprive of life, vigor, or effectiveness. And devitalization is a noun. What happened to all the vitality of the thing? Oh, it got devitalized. Why? It had so much life and vigor and effectiveness. It was really, really effective. Well, you know, we had to devitalize it for some reason. The next word. Splash. I don't know what a splash sound effect is. The next word is devitrify. Devitrify. Transitive verb from 1832. To deprive of glassy luster and transparency, especially to change from a vitreous to a crystalline condition. And the example of the thing that is changing is a glass. So to change a glass from a vitreous to a crystalline condition, how do you do that to a glass? Do you break it? Do you melt it? Do you, what is happening here? But you are depriving it of its glassy luster or transparency. So maybe, depriving of the luster or the transparency. So would it, maybe it's dirtying it up. Maybe it's making it opaque. Devitrify. It doesn't help when you don't really know what vitrify means or vitreous. Devitrification is a noun. This is just from the French devitrifier, which is from de plus vitrifier, which means to vitrify. And just don't quite know what that means in this context. Isn't really helping. To deprive of glassy luster and transparency. The only thing I can think of is that it means it's just dirty or more opaque. The next word, devocalize. Transitive verb from 1877, and the synonym is devoice. And our next word, splash, is devoice. Devoice. It's like I'm using my voice, but I'm not using my voice, so I have been devoiced. This one is a transitive verb from 1932. To pronounce without vibration of the vocal cords. And the example, to pronounce as a sometimes or formerly voiced sound. To pronounce as a sometimes or formerly voiced sound without vibration of the vocal cords. Would a whisper be devoicing? I can still talk to you, but I don't think my vocal cords are actually moving. They're not vibrating. Are they? I don't think so. But if I talk like this, then yes, the vocal cords are vibrating. I still don't understand this thing. Sometimes or formerly voiced sound. I guess that you go from your normal voice to a whisper. That would be if it's a formerly voiced sound, because now it's a whisper. Devoice. That's an interesting. I wonder what context you use this in. The next word. Splash. Devoid. D-E-V-O-I-D, adjective from the 15th century, being without a usual, typical, or expected attribute or accompaniment. And this is used with the word of, as in, an argument devoid of sense. There was no usual, typical, or expected attribute or accompaniment. So there was no sense in this argument. Also is in a landscape devoid of life. There's just none of the usual typical life there. It's all devoid. This is from Anglo-French des voider, which is des or dis plus voider, which means to empty. So, emptying of a thing, it has been devoided. There's more at the word void. Next word. Splash. Devoir. Devoir or devoir. D-E-V-O-I-R. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, the synonyms are duty and responsibility. What is your devoir? Well, my devoir is to read this book to you, and your devoir is to listen and download and write a review and share it with your friends. Number two, a usually formal act of civility or respect is also a devoir. This is from the Anglo-French, devier or devoir, which means to owe or be obliged. So you owe, and also the Latin debere, there's more at the word debt. So maybe you owe a debt, you are obliged to do a thing, it is your duty or responsibility, and you will get much respect. A formal act of respect, it's a devoir. There is one more word for this episode. Devolution or devolution. It's the word evolution with a D at the beginning. This is a noun from 1545. One, transference, as of rights, powers, property, or responsibility, to another. Transference to another. And then those are the examples. You can be transferring rights, powers, property, or responsibility, especially the surrender of powers to local authorities by a central government. Devolution. I guess it's they're taking away the rights, powers, property, responsibility. So it's a devolving from one thing to another. Number two. Retrograde evolution, and the synonym is degeneration. Devolutionary or devolutionary, that is an adjective, and devolutionist or devolutionist, that is a noun. Well, there's not really any etymology, but we are going to get a little bit related in the next episode because the first word there is devolve. So we'll learn about that when we get there. So what were the words that we had? We had devil's darning needle, devil's food cake, devil's paintbrush, devil theory, devil wood, devious, devise, devise, devisee, devisor, devitalize, devitrify, devocalize, devoice, devoid, devoir, and devolution. Which one do we think is the most important one for this episode? Well, there is a strong contender with devil's food cake. Can't go wrong with that one. There was also, I guess, devoice was kind of an interesting one because I just find the idea, if it's not a whisper, I am a little fascinated by what devoice is. But, yeah, I think we just have to pick devil's food cake, don't we? Yeah, we do. Devil's food cake is the devil's favorite cake. It's a devil's food cake. It's a rich chocolate cake, right? It's chocolate, right? Yes. A rich chocolate cake. The devil loves rich chocolate cake. It's so rich, only the devil can handle it. It's the devil's food cake. All right, I think that's fine. Place to end. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Do all the things that you're supposed to do. Find the contact information in the show notes if you want to contact me in any way whatsoever. Or if you like the music from Tom and Jonah, the intro, outro music, go hit them up. See if they can make you a song or something. Yeah. Let's see. Have I been watching anything new? No, I've been chugging away at the sixth season of Big Mouth. It is a very good, funny, educational show, but it's not appropriate for the people that need to watch it and learn from it. Mostly it's adults who kind of already know the stuff that the show is talking about, but maybe they're learning some things too. I would hope so. I would hope so. All right, that's going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.